And our week three honoree is a Philadelphia hairstylist who uses his gift to bring comfort, dignity, and a little normalcy to people facing the unthinkable.
A lot of times when kids, adults, anybody goes into a hospital, I feel like their outwardly appearance takes a backseat.
That's Richard Cornish, a professional hairstylist and founder of Restore Salon Services, a nonprofit that offers free haircuts and styling to patients in hospitals, rehab centers, and at Ronald McDonald House charities.
They just get a reprieve from the machines and the nurses and the needles and the blood pressure. And, you know, because they're just for maybe 30, 45 minutes focused on having a conversation about how I want my haircut.
Many of the people Richard serves are fighting cancer. Some just stepped out of the ICU, but each one is in the battle for their life.
Helping them to live as normal of a life during what is an absolute, I'm sure, crisis.
A fresh haircut doesn't change the diagnosis, but it does bring light, a moment of care, a chance to look in the mirror and see themselves again.
It just changed my whole perspective on my career, on what it is that I do, and it really made me realize how powerful being a hairstylist is.
Richard started Restore Salon Services 5 years ago, but the spark goes back further. It began with volunteering a few haircuts at Children's Hospital of Philadelphia that left a lasting impression.
The interactions were so profound and meaningful and unexpected that it was just magic.
Today, Richard and his team of volunteers, they bring that same magic to three locations across the city, 9 days a month, creating moments of joy in the most unexpected places.
You have really awesome hair.
Oh, it was just so beautiful because she was so excited for this all day when we were at the hospital.
Like at the Ronald McDonald House in West Philly, where mom Grace Garland brought 9-year-old Juliana. She's receiving treatment for a chronic pain disorder.
She came in a wheelchair and on crutches, and now she's walking. So it's just incredible.
For Juliana, the haircut by Richard, it's more than a style. It's a moment of celebration.
I just told him a little bit, and he knew exactly what I wanted.
And I just think it's so nice that they come out here and do this and make the kids feel special and get their mind off all the medical stuff.
Richard's mission is about more than scissors and styling. It's about connection. He serves not only patients, but their families too, because when one family member is sick, everyone feels it.
And it helps that caregiver actually give care to themselves so that they can then provide better care for the person that they're caring for.
But walking into hospital rooms at such tender moments, it's not easy. There are days that test Richard's heart, like the time he cut the hair of a young boy who was dying.
To just be invited into that unbelievably horrifying moment for that family. But what it did for them was it just gave them that moment of knowing that they had done everything that they could for their young guy, and they sent him home looking the best that he could look. And it was one of the most beautiful things I've ever been a part of.
Richard says he doesn't follow up with families. It would be too much to carry. Instead, he stays present in the moment, leading with love, gratitude, and grace.
I try to go into every hospital room that I am granted access to, being as vulnerable as I can be.
My name is Donald D. Moore. I met Richard over a year ago because he's my fiance's hairdresser. She began sharing this story on what he does outside of his 9-to-5 per se.
Donald is one of nearly a dozen people who nominated Richard Cornish for the Good Souls Project.
Richard is a good soul because he deliberately and intentionally thought of a way to give back to other people that could optimize his God-given gifts and talents and skills.
what comes to mind when I hear good soul is people doing good for other people. People uplifting other people. We all need a little uplifting sometime.
And Restore does just that.
I think that Restore can be in every hospital across the country.
If you know someone who is a role model for compassion, generosity, and service, tell us their story by nominating your person at whyy.org/goodsouls. I'm Cherry Gregg. Thanks for listening.